Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by telephone today, we have the Executive Director of the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission in Appleton, Minnesota, Dawn Hegland. Welcome to the program, Dawn.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, Dawn, you are in an area that I'm not sure I've ever visited, but it's just upriver from where we are in Mankato. Give us a kind of a little geographic description of your region.
Sure. We are kind of the west central, maybe, portion of Minnesota, you might call us. Some people call us southwest, but we're a five-county area on the western edge, so we border South Dakota. And we have the counties of Big Stone, Swift, Lacaparl, Chippewa, and Yellow Medicine. Our region is very rural. We only have about 47,000 people in our whole five counties. The Minnesota River starts in our region in Minnesota, and it cuts right through the center of our region and heads down towards Mankato.
Got it. And so being involved in development, obviously, it would be workforce development, developing more jobs for your community. But recently, you've had some workshops centering around housing. What's the impetus on that?
Well, there's a lot of discussion going on statewide right now on the housing, and we were reaching out to some of our state housing experts, Minnesota Housing Finance, Greater Minnesota Housing Fund, and USDA, actually, as a resource, a pretty significant housing resource, and having some conversations about what they're seeing in terms of the trends and what they're seeing in terms of their programs to be able to support and address some of the issues they are seeing across the state. And so we engaged them in some conversations, and we actually had a series of different housing workshops in our region as of late. One of the housing workshops was led by one of our county HRAs who just completed a countywide housing study. We had a second workshop that was really dealing with substandard and dilapidated housing and commercial structures in our region. And we just had a final workshop of all those agencies coming out and talking about what sort of resources they have available and assistance they have available to address some of those housing issues. So we've been spending the good share of the last month talking about housing in our area.
Well, good. So the housing that you're most focused on, is that centered around housing for the workforce? And what does that housing look like?
Sure. We're really seeing, as the rest of the state is having this conversation too, what housing is available, and does it meet the needs of people who are looking to move to our community, move within our community, and certainly from the employer's perspective, is there housing available to employees if they're looking at hiring? Is there somewhere for these employees to live? And so we're kind of assessing that availability, and I think what we're seeing in our areas is there's somewhat of a mismatch, like the rest of the state, on what might be available, what the price is, and what the quality is of that house.
Well, there's certainly more to this story about housing in rural Minnesota, and we will tackle that next week. Dawn, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been very educational.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Dawn Hegland, the Executive Director of the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.